An international Mariological Congress organized by the Pontifical International Marian Academy opens today in Lourdes, 1 week before Pope Benedict XVI is due to visit the shrine. Pope Benedict appointed the President Emeritus of the Pontifical Council for Culture, Cardinal Paul Poupart, to chair the conference titled The Apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary Between History, Faith, and Culture, in which Catholic, Orthodox, and Lutheran theologians from across the globe will participate. A professor of theology from Franciscan University Steubenville, Dr. Mark Miraval, told us more about the aims of the conference.
I think the significance of the conference is, first of all, in light of the Holy Father going there, setting the proper theological, historic, and even scientific awareness of how does the Church examine a Marian private revelation, and what are some of the criteria in discerning whether a private revelation is authentic. And by the fact that Pope Benedict is going to Lourdes, we can rest in peace and assured that indeed the Church does recognize authentic Marian apparitions like Lourdes as tremendous wellsprings of grace and healing and conversion for the Church. The Church is appropriately both open and cautious to the domain of private revelation.
Will there be any conclusion from this conference?
I hope that the fruits of the conference would be, again, a greater theological base for how we examine the dimension of Marian private revelation. Looking at things like Lourdes and Fatima, the Church-approved apparitions, in light of the tradition, and helping us get a little bit more of an idea of what the Marian message to the modern world is. In an age of, on one hand, rationalism, and on the other hand, a hesitancy to have proper discernment in terms of something that's reported supernatural, the Church always gives us balance. The Church always calls us to remember that private revelation is always subordinate and inferior to the Scripture and tradition of the Church, which is always authoritatively taught by the magisterium of the Church.